You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So this week's guest is Sherry and Derek Watson from Power of Purpose. You might remember Sherry. She was one of our guests earlier on, probably about a year ago. But she is back again, and we are doing a show with her in March. And she's here to tell us all about it and tell us more about the Power of Purpose. And how it inspired me to start my nonprofit. So you're definitely going to want to stick around and check it out. But before we get into it, I want to just quickly mention about our show that we did on Sunday night, which was Valentine's Day.
Yes, it was the love show.
It was a love show with Shishi.
Shishi O'Donnell.
She is a celebrity here in our town of Hollywood, but she's also a clairvoyant. She's a musician, and she's an all-around great person. She put the show together. And I got to say, it was in the acoustic lounge at the Viper Room, and it was packed. And for it to be packed on a Sunday night up until like 12 or 1 o'clock was awesome. We had a great, great time performing. Everyone was just so appreciative. And just to have those types of songs playing in there, because Shishi writes positive songs also.
Yes, and another couple girls did as well.
Yeah, and Judah Allen was there, and he writes positive music also. So just to have all these other musicians that write positive songs all in this dark room in the belly of the Viper Room, but
that
yet
is so known for a lot of drug ODs and bad energy there. And it really felt like we brought, as a group, there was, you know, 50 people in that room easy, and everybody was having a great time, loving the energy. So we were thinking that we brought a really positive vibe to that building that night and maybe got rid of some of that little karma that had been hanging around.
Some of the funk that was still in the walls. Yeah, it was definitely a great time.
It was fabulous. It was really a lot of fun.
And just to let you know, we plan on doing a show again with Shishi, and we're setting it up right now for March. So we will keep you all informed.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun too.
So we have a full packed show today, so I want to jump right into it with this sound. Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Your mistakes don't define you. Your mistakes don't define you.
You know, it's such a simple phrase, but I really feel like a lot of us do get hung up on the things that we haven't done correctly. And then we, you know, we sort of dim down the light of things that we have done successfully. I know that I do that. I'm getting to that perfectionist mode. But it's those mistakes that get you to the point where you are better at what you do. So you can't allow those things from the past to define who you are. They help shape who you are because, let me just say, Edison made the light bulb 1,000 times the wrong way, and then he finally made it the right way.
Right.
And that's what we know him for. We don't know him for all of his failures. And every, you know, the Wright brothers or any scientific breakthrough, no one really talks about all the things it took to get there. They just know you as when you achieved it. So if you're an athlete or if you're a politician or if you're a doctor, there's all these steps that you need to take until you get to that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So those, again, say the...
Your mistakes don't define you.
There you go.
That's what helps you to grow. Love it.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio-video graphic design service.
ST Productions, call 813-416-4168. That's 813-416-4168. So every week we like to throw in a positive song, and this week I chose a song, Breaking All the Rules That Were Meant to Be Broken. And I got to say, it's one that always goes over really well when we play the LA County Jail You just get a lot of laughs. Someone will yell out, that's what got us in here. But this is talking about limitations that we have put upon ourselves or society has put on us, and breaking through those, going outside of the box to achieve things. This is Breaking All the Rules by Saint Tone.
He never lived, recently he did. Oh no, so she's too young. Look at what she's done. I can't say, you can't say. It's within all class reach. Oh no, we got to teach her. We're breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Breaking all the rules now, meant to be broken. Mm-hmm, yeah. They thought we never fly, giggles through the night. Now we bounce around the moon, amazing what the mind can do. Limitation of imagination decrease destination. We can't do this, can't do that. Oh, breaking all the rules. Breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah. If I told you we are limitless, would you sit or would you run? Break them rules, yeah. Break them rules. Breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken.
Once again, that was Breaking All the Rules by Saint Tone. If you want to hear other positive songs similar to that, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
USALuxuryDirect.com. Luxury goods to your doorstep. Get name brands like Waterford Crystal, Kate Spade, Swarovski Crystal. A variety of luxury items straight to your doorstep. USALuxuryDirect.com. So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always work it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to end.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Well, this first story is a volunteer's call to action. And I'm telling you guys this story because a lot of people ask us, what can they do? What little things can they do? They don't have a lot of time, right? So these people are saying that across the country, nationwide, newborns that are going up for adoption need to be held. And for the first 4 weeks of the newborn's life, they're looking for people that will take these babies in for 4 weeks, nurture and love them, and then they get adopted out. So they're asking nationwide for volunteers to donate some of their time across the country.
So they want them to tend to these babies for 4 weeks?
Take them to your house and pretend it's your baby for four weeks. Just love it.
And give it back?
Yes.
Gosh. I think they do that on purpose. They probably just like, take this kitten home, and then after 4 weeks, just return it. You're like, okay, I've already bonded with this thing for 4 weeks. Yeah, don't worry. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but no, you obviously know what you're getting into. But what a beautiful thing. You know, there's the photos they show. It's grandfathers and grandmothers and, you know, mid-aged people and a couple teenagers. It's a variety of people across the country that are doing this, and they're saying that they need 4 weeks of love, and there's so many of them, and there's not enough of us. We could use the volunteers.
And where do you go? Does it say where to go or no?
Just across the country. It says nationwide, volunteers to cuddle and nurture babies at adoption agencies nationwide.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Very cool.
So our dear friend Tony Robbins is in the news for doing yet another beautiful thing. He's always a great guy to follow his lead. He always does some amazing things. So,
I like his first name.
You do, Tony, don't you?
I do.
So he was in France and he saw something in one of the papers that said that these nuns, French nuns, were being tossed out of their kitchen and they were feeding thousands of people every year. And they were getting tossed out because the landlord wanted to raise the rent. So Tony went and paid a visit to the nuns because he was in the area. And they had lunch together. And by the time they were done lunch, he gave them money to go get a new place of their own so that they could do their masses and also continue to feed people. And he paid them to stay there longer. So basically, he paid their rent to hang out there. And then he paid their rent in advance to find someplace new that they can stay at. So he's pretty cool. He's pretty cool, this guy. They decided to do a crowdfunder to support the sisters' work because Tony spurred on so many thoughts of kindness that the community did that. And they raised $12,000 in the first 5 days.
Look at that. So just one guy's charity spread out to everyone else deciding to give and them starting a crowdfunder, and they raised another $12,000 in 5 days.
Right.
See, I think that's the power of one person, that all you need to do is step up and bring awareness to something and everyone else will start to chip in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's contagious and it feels great. So anything that you can do to help out there, help your neighbor, help your friends, it's all good. This is a great teenager story. A high school student saved up for a year and a half so that on Valentine's Day, he could give a flower to every single girl in the school so that nobody would be left out. So he literally saved, worked at McDonald's, did a Mexican restaurant, did a whole bunch of things, bagging groceries for a year and a half, saved $450, went out and bought 900 carnations, and gave one flower to all 900 girls at school, teachers included.
Wow.
He had been planning it since he was 14.
That's commitment.
Isn't that interesting? I thought that was really cool. And they show like hundreds and hundreds, obviously 900, pictures of roses at the school. Where this is where he was giving them out.
And so obviously he talked to the principal and stuff and says, listen, I have 900 carnations I'm delivering today. I'm sure I can't fit them in my car, so they're actually going to be dropped off.
Yeah. Can I use the gym?
Yeah.
What a cool story, though. I love that. I mean, what a thoughtful thing to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, how many kids do you know that would work full time for a year and a half?
Oh, my God.
To just put a smile on one young lady's face, you know?
900 of them.
Yeah.
900.
Yep. I like it. I think he's fabulous, Hayden Godfrey.
All right, Hayden.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. February 15th to the 20th is the Wellness and Spiritual Retreat in India. February 18th to the 27th, Costa Rica Relaxing Retreat. February 19th to the 22nd, it's the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. February 20th to the 27th, a Wellness Awakening in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. February 22nd to the 25th, it's the Spiritual Living Convention in Salt Lake City. And February 27th to March 1st, Journey to Healing, Carlsbad, California. If you're looking for something to do and you want to plan ahead to a vacation, we have events all the way through May of 2016 on our events calendar. So feel free to join us. And if you know of something we should be posting, please let us know on humanitarianradio.com. And so we are back, and we have with us on the line now the dynamic duo, Derek and Sherry Watson, a mother-son team. And Derek is the co-founder COO, and Sherry is the chief inspirational officer.
I like that title.
Hey, guys.
So happy to have you guys both.
Doing fantastic. Thank
you for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
So, Sherry, I wanted to address you first because we've had you on the air once before, and I just wanted to remind our listeners that it was our conversation that we had that inspired me to start the Spirit of Music Foundation, and so I really want to thank you for that. And if you could, maybe just give a brief overview on how you got started on this, just real briefly, because I know that we want to cover a lot of topics, but I just want people to get a feel for who you are and how you've come about to be in the position that you're in.
Tony, it's been such a great journey with you on the Spirit and Music Foundation, and it's your purpose. And you know, our company, The Power of Purpose, with a mission to launch and empower at least 10,000 nonprofits, to meet you, to hear you talk about the joy it gives you when you bring your positive music on the tours or to our military, to go into prison, to how you light up. Well, I've been so blessed 37 years ago when I turned tragedy into triumph. 37 years ago, I had a severe brain injury, and I laid in a coma, and I did the why me, poor me. And that was before they knew anything about coma. And so they'd come in and talk about to my family that I probably wouldn't live through the night. And I was trapped in a body that couldn't respond. And I knew that I was in there giving everything I had. And I was going to come out of this just with an amazing new perspective. Yeah. And I wanted to show my family that sat there in grief. And so I learned the power of the mind. I learned what we don't know. I learned what we take for granted. When I came out of the coma, I didn't just wake up like a TV and start talking. Everything I had that was natural was taken away. I had to relearn how to swallow. Well, who in the world thinks about that? We're born, we swallow.
Yeah.
So to relearn things, you know, that we've never had to learn, relearning how to walk, by learning how to roll, months later learning how to crawl. It was a long journey. But that taught me the power of persistence, the power of faith, belief. And through that, losing my music, Tony, I love what you do. Before I was a musician, I played the saxophone, had a blues band, I played the piano since I was three, had a music academy. Well, I lost that because of my physical paralysis. And so now I get to be with folks like you, Tony, to bring music to our world. It's just such a joy. And going through what I went through took me a whole different direction. So taking that why me, poor me, pity party, which, yeah, I did, but it was my mentor that sat beside me every day and one day said, girl, I know you've been laying there saying, why me? Not that boy, just you know. And he said, but you know, medically, they can't explain why you lived. So instead of lay there and ask why, it's time to ask what? What's my purpose? Live the most amazing life, living on purpose. We started a small group of people with disabilities coming together. We lived in nursing homes and institutions. There were no middle schools, there were no buses with lifts, there were no curb cuts, we couldn't be part of the American dream.
Yeah.
And we got together and we built one nonprofit and then another nonprofit, ended up 800 nonprofits strong in this country that we led like businesses. It was never a bake sale charity. It was a business that employed people with disabilities that brought solutions to this country in an economic way that made sense.
Right.
We created the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's been an amazing journey to see the power of change mm-hmm. that you can, through a nonprofit and running it like a business. So 10 years ago when Derek and Aaron and Chris and Natty and Trace and my family saw what where this country was and that we had the expertise, the wisdom, the heart, to really go out and teach others how to make an impact through their nonprofits. So here we are today with the power of purpose, with our mission, and now having the joy of being surrounded with people like John, like you, Janie, and Tony. Couldn't be better. So thanks for asking that.
Sure, and I want to know from...
My journey is what brought us here.
I want to know from Derek. Derek, how was it for you watching your mom go from a person in a coma to a person who's creating the Disability Act to a person who is now changing the lives of millions of people through teaching them the ways of a nonprofit? How has that journey been for you as a son?
Well, it's been pretty amazing, really. Some of my earliest memories was a little bit of a, you know, of a disconnect with, you know, having her in those early years, you know, of memory of being mom and having her come back. And that transition from where she had to relearn how to do everything all over again due to her injury from her coma.
Yeah.
It was learning to crawl and walk and talk. So I remember my earliest memories of us learning to read together when I was very, very young. And then fast-forwarding to you know, being able to travel and go to the lead-up up to the ADA and meeting with senators and members of Congress, going to Washington, D.C. For large gatherings and during a protest and meeting with people in Congress and having senators call our house. You know, it was pretty amazing. And all the way, you know, through high school and college, and then we came out of that looking to put something together around this in a much bigger way. And so launched a business on teaching people, you know, the power of the nonprofit and how you can really monetize this in a way as a business, but for serving others and, you know, addressing certain causes. And then beyond that point, of now in our latest venture, really taking this online in a big way, and pushing several really big strategies in a way to really help launch and empower nonprofits and help them become sustainable and for growth. And, yeah, it's just been amazing. And to this point now where we are really becoming a movement, more than so than just what we might identify as a company or a brand, but a movement of very passionate, purpose-driven people all over the country and even internationally now. And coalition of people of nonprofits and like-minded people looking to make a big impact in the world. And it's just been, it's been truly amazing.
Well, I really got to applaud you for actually stepping up into this position, because obviously you saw what your mom was doing and she led by example. And for you to take on that same role and say, hey, I want to help others also help themselves and empower other people, I think is great. And now you're the CEO of the company, and your mom has stepped down, and she's the what is the phrase again? She's the
chief inspiration officer,
which I think
love
is
that, and that's that so perfect for you, Sherry. That is so perfect for you because you are such an inspiration to so many people. Absolutely, the right title for you, young lady.
So I want to jump.
Yeah, I like it.
Go ahead. I want to jump forward because I know that we have an event that's coming up in San Diego, and I'm not sure which one of you wants to field this question. I'll give it to Sherry. So just tell us a little bit about this event, and who do you think would be perfect to attend this?
Oh, we're so excited, you guys. we've spent the last year and a half just building those coalitions, building for that movement. So all of our nonprofits serving veterans, all of our nonprofits doing affordable housing. And now we're at the point, March 11th through 13th, we're doing our first The Power of Purpose live event global summit. And it's to bring folks together, to harness the energy, to empower folks to take that step. So we'll have a lot of our students there that Derek will talk about a little bit, that are in the inner circle. That one gentleman just got $100,000 from Donald Trump. One lady who's serving female veterans just got a house donated. Their successes are amazing. They're living their purpose. And so this live event will be a chance for everybody to be a part of it. You guys, this is our chance to bring in the stay-at-home moms, the business leaders, the entrepreneurs. It's a time to bring and harness our energy and teach people how to set up a nonprofit. Tony, like, we've been able to have so much fun on that journey to teach people from A to Z how to start it. We're going to have a whole team there. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about show me the money, because you can't go out and make that kind of impact without the resources. And we teach not a bake sale charity, but a very profitable nonprofit corporation.
Yeah, and I want to jump in on that for a second, Sherry, because I want to comment on when you and Tony first started talking, and Tony first said to me, "Hey, Janie, I've been talking to Sherry. I'm going to do a nonprofit." I thought, oh gosh, we're in for a ride. This is going to be challenging, brain damaging. I don't know if I have time to support you on this. And a whole flood of how giant it would be in order to create this ran through my head. But while I'm watching him go through this journey, it was so much easier than I expected because of the training program that you guys have. It was so easy to really get something going quickly, get his 501c3 and start the movement. I was really blown away at just how simple you guys have made it. You have this down so smoothly that it's a no-brainer. It doesn't require brain damage, which I was really happy to know because we fit that into our already busy schedule. So I want to point out to people that this is not as hard as you think if you're following the right program and you guys have the program down.
Oh, I love hearing that, Janie. There's so many myths out there. It's so complicated.
Right.
There's so much paperwork. Right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Derek and I interviewed Tim, one of our most amazing students building veterans housing, just last week. And the first thing he said to Derek and I on the video was, you know, I came into this not knowing anything about it, but I knew I was being led. I knew it was time for me to make a bigger impact. And he said, I thought it was going to be so much paperwork and so hard. And he said, that's been the easiest part.
Yeah.
He said, you know, so we're getting nonprofits set up within days, you guys, within days. In California, it might take a couple weeks. Within a week, couple weeks, you're going to be
quick.
A nonprofit corporation.
Now,
yeah.
I also wanted to touch on Derek's coaching. Derek's been coaching these people, and to the degree, you said something that slid by really quickly, and I want to jump back on that. One of the guys that you've been coaching just got a $100,000 check from Donald Trump. It blows me away because, first of all, the guy's in the middle of, you know, doing his whole political thing, right? So you wouldn't think he has time to even mess with that. But you coach these guys on not to be afraid to approach the big leagues and ask for money. So your coaching technique and style is obviously, Derek, empowering people.
And way past a big sale, because $100,000 can buy a lot of cupcakes.
Yeah. So, Derek, talk a little bit about how you go about coaching. Is it a phone thing? You know, how exactly does somebody get coached by you?
Well, we have a series of mastermind meetings via screen share online. And we also tie it in with social media for the entire group to utilize, as well as a website that contains various resources, and then we all gather weekly in a group setting. And what we also do is really leverage the power of, you know, the collective mind of many minds, especially a mastermind, and teach them various programs throughout our, in our program, of the various modules, but taking out in just a big way and utilizing, harnessing the power of that group. Like in this case, yes, with the with one of our students who got recognized by Donald Trump and received a $100,000 check for his organization. His organization is very new, a little over 6 months old, and already doing amazing things. Just the power of connecting and going out there and essentially being that lightning rod. There's people who just are so surprised, which they shouldn't be, but they are, that there's so many people out there that are, that want to do something positive, want to help, want to assist people in their community or help address a need, but they just don't know what they can do or where they go.
Right.
And when somebody, so when we empower students to step up and essentially just, you know, take that role and champion their cause and really take that passion with them, the people will follow. People will gravitate towards them and want to help, you know, help them make an impact as well. So that's really how that led to. And also, you know, our big thing that we've, part of our mission with our nonprofits is to really fundamentally transform how nonprofits raise funds utilizing real estate. And this group is truly spectacular in embracing what we teach with real estate. This group, for example, that we put together currently is about 6 months old, and we have now over 50 property leads right now, currently working on any time from them for their campaigns. We did 5 last month, property donations to this group. And that's also our real big focus and mission, is if you can really, you know, put this into perspective that on average, there's a, you know, the last 2 years, for example, there's been more than $450 billion
in
charitable giving. They went to nonprofits, okay? And about 2% of that accounted for came from real estate equities, despite real estate equity comprising nearly half, 45% of our capital wealth in this country. Only 2% of that charitable giving comes through real estate, primarily due just to a lack of knowledge.
I was just going to say, because most people don't realize what benefit they can get from donating real estate.
Now, and
yeah, yes.
Go ahead. I want to ask a real quick question as far as the real estate is concerned. Do you get properties from all across the country, or do they have to be specifically within the town that the person is
operating
their nonprofit? So how does that work?
Oh, no, it can be any property in any location. I'll give you one example where we had a nonprofit in Florida, and we did a five properties in 3 different states all in one deal for a nonprofit located in Florida.
Wow.
Properties out of state, residential property, commercial property, industrial property, raw land, vacant land. Many of these properties that we've done have actually been rejected by very, very large, prominent nonprofits, national nonprofits.
Huh.
And that's another thing. It's a great niche about nonprofits and why they should completely embrace real estate donations, is that 90% of, on top of all those figures I just read off to you, that 90% of real estate gifts on average are rejected by nonprofits, very large nonprofits. We're talking, you know, universities, national nonprofits, hospitals. And we are here, you know, going full head steam saying, bring them to us, please.
Yeah, because are they rejecting them, do you think, because they don't know how to turn them over into a profitable something for themselves, for whatever the entity is?
And there's several key factors. One being, again, just a simple lack of knowledge of, one, that they can accept that, and two, that there's strategies that we use that shield our students from liability and risk. One great thing we do for all of our students is what my nonprofit does. We facilitate all of the real estate donation and transaction process, all the filing forms with the donors, everything. So because we have that knowledge and expertise, our students, we want them to be focused on building the organization, growing the organization. So and have instead of having them allocate resources to train others or to do this, they can just come to us and we do all that for them, and also in turn shield them from all that risk and liability. So as far as just an assumption, misguided, of risk and liability attached to real estate, and just with a little bit of education, really is why nonprofits are steer clear from it when they should be definitely incorporating that into their diversified funding plan.
Well, I think
real estate.
I think that's why you guys are in the position that you're in, is because you are taking it to a whole different level where there is so much money out there available, and I think there's so many nonprofits out there that, I mean, let's face it, I think when you say nonprofit, people think, oh, you're starving, begging for money. And yet there's other nonprofits that are out there that are run like a corporation and run like a business. And I want to be very clear that that's the way you guys are doing it. You're doing it at a level where you can receive a check for $100,000 from someone like Donald Trump, and your organization is only 6 months old, which to me blows me away, because it blows away the myth of you need to really be in it for a long time. It takes a long time to actually get anything accomplished.
It's all volunteer. You don't get paid.
Right. Where it's like, no, you can do some great things, and there's a lot of money allocated out there every year that doesn't get used because people just don't know how to get it. And your organization helps nonprofits and people who want to start a nonprofit, helps them find that money and take on, like you said, a real estate donation where most people shy away from it. And you're saying even large nonprofits shy away from it because they just don't have the knowledge and education to know how to handle it the proper way within the guidelines.
And you guys, like,
that's correct.
What's incredible is we have a team that have walked.
Right.
All of our team. And so you'll get to meet the team for live events. We'll be talking a whole afternoon on charitable giving of real estate at our live event March 11th to 13th in San Diego. And you know, the things like you talk about, Tim with Donald Trump, he followed our system. He started with the mentoring. Mm-hmm. Just like you and I, Tony, set up his nonprofit. Ryan led him through the whole phases. It's a system in connecting and building that marketing program summary. And so he sent an email and said, hey, I want to come to your fundraiser. And he was shocked when they sent him tickets to the fundraiser. And he was like, hmm. And then he went to the fundraiser, and because he believed, because he had let go of that fear, he sat on the second row, and the Green Berets were there, and Donald Trump Jr., you know, he didn't get to talk to Donald Trump, but he sent it out, his program summary, Tony, just like we've been working on. Just handed it to him, said, you know, tell him, would you share this with Donald Trump? And it has his mission statement, everything we lead you step by step through. And he got a call 2 days later from Donald Trump's campaign manager and said, Donald would like for you to come to his event in Waterloo on Monday and would like to present you a check. Now, here's
so cool.
Someone
that is
who's
so
followed
cool.
Our system. Oh, you guys. And it's so cool that it empowered him. And he said, how much fun is this? He gets to the event, and they send him on the second row. They call him up on stage. The Green Berets, 11, what? Because he's not building housing for veterans. He's building housing with veterans. I'm very strong on that, you guys.
Yeah.
That we're not a group that gives handouts, and we don't believe in taking care of those people. Mm-hmm. It's about empowering folks to control their lives. So the first thing was like, okay, you got to get veterans on your board of directors to help lead the way.
Sure.
So at our live trainings, guys, you'll get all that step-by-step training. You're going to meet our team. And I was going to tell everyone that's listening now, go to nonprofitwebclass.com to learn how to get free tickets. And then we'll talk more about it. But we knew we were coming on with Jamie and Tony. And it's a free training. It's going to give you really good step-by-step guidance on getting your nonprofit set up, getting ready, and then find out how you can get free tickets.
You know, I wanted to comment real quickly on what you had said as far as how the guy that you mentored, how he was able to get to Donald Trump. And what I, my takeaway from that is preparedness meets opportunity is called lucky. Yeah. And you guys are the ones who prepared him with the right mission statement, with the right question to ask. And it was all in a perfect alignment.
And so the courage.
And as soon as Donald saw that, he went, oh, these guys are legit. I'll give him $100,000. Because he could have met him and just not had his mission statement correct, or something wasn't lined up. And it's like, I'm sorry, I can't give you the money. I don't feel like you're – and let's face it, Donald's all about business. So if it doesn't make business sense, he wouldn't have gone forward. So I really want to bring that forward, that you guys make sure that – everything's in the proper alignment. So when you do have that opportunity, and again, preparedness meets opportunity, you're considered lucky. So I think congratulations on that, because that is a great feather in your hat to show people, like, look, it's possible.
And it works. And so, Sherry, for the March 11th to the 13th, that's in San Diego. And tell me about what the different days are going to involve and what people can expect to learn from there and take away from there.
And we're going to be there. Actually, I think we're going to be performing, and I think you might be speaking, Janie. So if you know us and you're listening to our radio show, which I'm sure you know us if you are, come join us in San Diego. But go ahead, Sherry. Go ahead and take that question.
Well, I don't want to skip over that part either. We're so honored and excited that one of the first things I did is reach out to you guys and say, okay, we're finally doing our, we've been gearing up for this, and now we're doing our first global summit, our live event. And we want you to come. Tony, I can't wait to have you on Friday at our reception and have them watch with Tony side by side on building the Spirit of Music Foundation and being able to bring music in a bigger way to the positiveness. So, Tony, thank you. We're going to have Tony on Friday afternoon, talking some about the Spirit of Music Foundation, and then leading in to the reception, and just, it's going to be fun. So, yes, what it's going to be like. Well, all the days are going to be lots of fun. We have people that come, you guys that have been to every real estate training in the world, and every, you know, even some motivational speaker trainings, and they said they've never experienced anything like it. It's like, can you imagine all these people with purpose and missions and coming together? And the energy is, you're bouncing off the walls.
And
you know?
That place is going to be buzzing for 3 days.
Oh, it's amazing. And we're going to have a dance-off contest. We have music all the time. So it's going to be lots of fun, because this is fun. You know, talked to one of our mentoring students yesterday, and she got invited to the Super Bowl breakfast 2 weeks ago, which, by the way, yay, Broncos. Anyway, she just had to get that in there. I've been a Broncos fan forever. But she said she was standing outside the hotel waiting for someone she never met to come pick her up. Because of her nonprofit, she has this opportunity. And she's been with us like 2-3 months, and she said, do you know how much fun and how empowering and how exciting it is to have opportunities that I never would have dreamed of because of what I'm doing with my nonprofit? So I've got to tell you, it's going to be fun. So the first day, and you'll get me all of our team, our lead mentor Ryan, Derek Springen in the Inner Circle group. So the first day, we'll go over all the roadmap, the steps on how to launch your nonprofit. And for those of you that have nonprofits, then we'll go into show me the money. And that's where we talk about the diversified funding. There's so many ways to bring money in nonprofits. And, JD, you hit on something that, you know, at first when Tony came to you, you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, how are we going to do this? People think of nonprofits as bake sale charities and don't realize that hospitals, universities, Sesame Street, IKEA, those are nonprofit corporations.
Right.
It's a fantastic entity to set up your business in. So people that have for-profit businesses, we teach one of our niches, and our team has always had a for-profit nonprofit. It was a great combination. You can do more. You can create more wealth for you and your family. And my dad always taught me, always did mission work, community work, and always said that you've got to take care of yourself first.
You know,
the more money we make, the more we can help others.
Exactly.
That's what we teach you guys.
Speaking of your dad, dads have been great influences on their little girls growing up for a lot of years. Something that my dad really instilled in me is something that I'll be speaking about at your event as well. And that is doing positive business with integrity so that you can sleep at night. And I'm really excited about doing that talk for you guys because honestly, I've been working 21 years with Fortune 500 companies in the marketing world, and shifting the thought of let's do business with integrity in a positive way, using your intuition and knowing that you're doing good business. And when I say good business, I mean business that allows the advancement of human life, not just the advancement of bank accounts, but the advancement of bank accounts with the advancement of people. And so very cool that literally I'm going to be bringing people who never thought about having a nonprofit but want to come and hear how to do positive business with integrity. So I encourage people who never even considered a nonprofit to come out because you're going to learn something from it, and you may develop a nonprofit thought that literally puts you into that new door that you never considered before.
Amazing. And again, that goes right into, first of all, so grateful that you're coming, Jane, to teach our students. I mean, those are the folks that are taking this message out there. And it goes into next the cause marketing in this country. Our corporations are aligning with causes. It's exploded. So your nonprofit, now we teach you how to brand, how to develop it, so that you can align with corporate America. Because corporate America knows the bottom lines never look better when they align with the cause, the loyalty, the customers. And so that's part of it. Derek is doing also the Show Me the Money with the diversified funding, like the crowdfunding. You know,
right.
He's bringing that into aligning with your friends, your family. So the Show Me the Money piece will be so much, so exciting when you look at all the ways you can bring money in. When Derek talks about the real estate, and Derek, when they were asking, can it only be in a system? I'm thinking, wow, we're doing it in Italy and it's Brazil. I mean, it can be anywhere in the world.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So, Derek, why don't you tell us again where people can get tickets, how they can sign up, and how they can get a hold of you guys if they can't make it to the show or they're in a different part of the country. How can they reach out to you guys and get themselves going?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to thepowerpurpose.com/live-event, and they can contact us via email right directly to our office at info@thepowerpurpose.com. And it's going to be great. We love live events. The energy in these rooms is just off the charts. And we're going to have our top students, mastermind students with us. And we're all one big family. In addition to my parents who are our inspiration for us with the kids, my brother and I, who run this along with our sister, Nancy, our baby sister, who's involved, will all be there. Our incredible team. So great information, great content, and a lot of fun too. It's gonna be a lot of fun. That's what we always say. It's not fun. It's not worth doing. So that's why we love these events, and we love to see everyone there in San Diego, March 11th through 13th.
Very exciting. And listen, if all else fails and you guys can't get a hold of them, you know you can reach out to Tony and I any day, any time, and we will connect you to this dynamic duo and their fabulous family support team. Love that. We really look forward to the event and participating with you guys, and we thank you so much for including us in your event. You know that we support what you're doing 1,000% and encourage everybody listening to the show to find a way to get themselves there. You have time to figure it out, and we want to see you there. And thank you so much, guys, for coming on today, and we'll check in with you again before the event.
Oh, thank you, guys. And I look so forward for you being a part of this. And again, deep gratitude for who you are and what you're bringing.
Thank
yes,
you so
and
much.
Thank you for having us, and we'll see you in sunny San Diego.
Excellent. Sunny San Diego.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guest, and this week I chose a song, Empower Me, because Sherry and her son are empowering people all across the country to start living the life that they've always wanted to live, helping other people while still earning a living for themselves through the power of purpose. The song is called Empower Me by Saint Tone.
Something's changed within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night. Since my thoughts changed, veil's been lifted from these eyes, like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go. It's up to me, it's up to me. Empower me, now I see. It's always up to me, well, I believe, I believe. Things that I could change, make things right. And if I feel like I could fly, well, I'd spread these wings of faith and try, and I'd just take flight. Empower me, now I see it's up to me. It's up to me. Empower me, now I see. So it's up to me. Yeah, me. It's every strong belief creates our lives. Voices are the choices. Yeah, inside. See?
Once again, that was Empower Me by Saint Tone. If you want to hear other positive songs, be sure to go to www.sainttone.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.